The US Food and Drug Administration says there are areas of the country where the coronavirus is still not under good control, and that the large gatherings of people protesting against police brutality could lead to a sudden increase in new cases. Minnesota, the epicenter for the protests, has seen an increase in hospitalizations for COVID-19 in recent days. More than 100,000 Americans have died from the virus, and people of color have been particularly hard hit. While political leaders have supported peaceful protesters, they have urged them to wear face masks and maintain social distancing to protect themselves and other people. I'm Sarah Walton in New York.